Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. So, on a day that is not Valentine's Day Eve, but you can see it from here.
Yep.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a lovely crossword?
It was a lovely crossword.
Wow. I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
You should explain to our listeners so they'll understand, too.
Okay. Well, the theme was related to repeating sounds in song lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four themed clues, and they all had the same sort of alliteration-type answers. The first one was 18 Across, refrain in a 1970s hit by the Kinks. And that was la 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 la. Right?
Wow, it was just like I was on stage.
And the next one was 28 Across, refrain in the 1971 hit by David Bowie. And that was cha-cha-cha changes.
I think there should have been one more cha in there, but we get the idea.
Cha-cha-cha changes.
Right?
Uh-huh. And then there was 47 Across, refrain in a 1965 hit by The Who. I can't remember the melody, but it was my generation.
My talking about my generation. My generation. I don't think it actually goes like that.
Then 64 Across, refrain in a 2008 hit by Lady Gaga was poker face.
Were you actually singing that, or was that?
Okay. No, okay. I don't really know that song. Sorry.
I listened to all of them just before this podcast in the interests of proper research.
Uh-huh. Well, you should have sung them then.
Well, I actually don't remember the poker face one, but it is quite good. But I just don't remember.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
All those songs were contagious, but definitely, apart from Lady Gaga, really establishing the era of the people they think are solving these crosswords.
Yeah, right.
I mean, nothing before 1852, or after 1852, I guess.
But those were all kind of classic songs. I mean, they sort of were defining songs for those individuals or groups.
Right.
So, when you think about, like, David Bowie, you know, what song comes to mind for a lot of people? I bet it's Changes. So.
I think about, let's see, didn't he have something about an astronaut?
Yeah.
Or was that Elton John?
No, he had something about an astronaut.
Let's see, Elton John had Rocket Man.
Yes.
And David Bowie had Space something?
I don't remember.
Space Cadet? Probably
might
not.
Might be.
No, I don't think it was called.
I just remember Changes.
Mm-hmm. There was no revealer, though.
No.
Just sort of.
You didn't need one. You sort of, the theme clues sort of stuck out.
They definitely did.
And I bet they're all debut clues. So.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I was under the impression, it might have been yesterday's crossword that was not square. Is this one square?
I think it was a couple days ago.
Was it a couple of days ago? Okay. Yes, and this was by Daniel Maurer, who must have had a lot of fun going back through.
I bet he did.
Uh-huh, back through the archives trying to find the right songs.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how he did that.
He must be a rock aficionado he remembered all those repetitive song lyrics.
Well, of course, with a lot of these, I mean, you look, you know, you have a dictionary of clues that you can plug into your software.
True.
But, or actually, I guess it's a dictionary of answers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how many of them would include poker face. I thought One Across was a good place to start. One Who Might Call You Out. That was umpire.
That's right.
I got that one immediately.
Me too.
I was very pleased.
Very good.
Although I was confused by two down. Defense from some attackers. Started with an M. I went for mace.
Oh.
But it was moat.
It was moat, mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is also a defense from some attackers.
Right.
I think mace was a pretty good answer, though, but it didn't match any of the other letters.
I have to admit, it crossed my mind, but I thought, oh, they wouldn't have mace.
Why not?
Well, because it was, what was it? Defense from some attackers.
Yeah, you spray them with mace. That's a pretty good defense.
Oh, I see. You're thinking of that kind of mace. I was thinking of like the armor mace.
Oh, you're right. The medieval kind that someone who's guarding a moat might happen to have about their person.
That's right. That's right.
No. I was thinking of the thing you spray in the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then it would be logical.
It was logical. It was just wrong. I like 15 across, enthusiastic fan, rooter.
Rooter, yes. And then we had 23 down, one who's finished, goner. So we had rooter and goner.
Oh, you are right. Well spotted.
Mm-hmm.
We also had 29 down, substance that makes blood red, and nobody can spell hemoglobin.
I could spell it.
Okay, for the record, that last bit about no one can spell, that was my ad-libbing. Really? I wanted to spell it H-A-E-M-E for some reason.
H-A-E-M-E?
Yes.
Like hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin. Because, for example, the National Institutes of Health on their website spells it H-A-E-M-O-G-L-O-B-I-N.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
And
I've always just seen it H-E-M-O-G-L-O-B-I-N.
Well, those are people who are, because they're suffering from low hemoglobin, don't have the strength to spell out the entire word.
Right.
They get tired around the H and say, I don't have time for this superfluous and silent A.
Right.
So they go right to the hemoglobin. But anyways, that's why I wanted to...
Makes sense to me.
That's why I thought it was, you know, I didn't quite know what to do with it. And eventually... I spelled it as, and it was like, is it hemoglobin or hemoglobin? It could be just about any vowel there for that fourth letter. or fifth, depending on how you want to spell the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
43 across, what offers worldwide protection? It was not State Farm. It was ozone.
Ozone, yes.
Actually, I'm not sure if State Farm is international.
I don't think so.
Let's see, what else is good here? Seven down was $1 bill in slang, and it was clam.
That's right.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've heard that phrase.
Yeah.
Got any clams about you?
Right. And that crossed with 16 across. Blank air, electric vehicle that was named Motor Trend's 2022 Car of the Year.
Yes.
The lucid air.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
I think it's known for being a really fast charging electric vehicle. And when I say fast charging, I don't mean it drives quickly. I mean, it does drive extremely quickly, but just that it's really, really fast charging, which is, of course, the holy grail for EVs at this point.
Well, it was an electric vehicle, so I put Tesla Air.
Ah.
But then when you got down to 36 across, we had Sermon American Inventor.
Right.
And that was
Tesla.
Yep. So I'm like, well, I guess it's not Tesla Air.
I bet people in Serbia are very proud, assuming that Serbia exists as a country, of Tesla. Because I wonder if they get like everyone who lives in Serbia gets a free Tesla.
I doubt it.
I think that'd be a pretty funny marketing scheme. And I can imagine Musk being willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
10 down, Frasier's ex-wife on Frasier, and that was Lilith.
Lilith, yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
What a name, Lilith. Mm-hmm. Just sounds very, very old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and honest, 30 down, was clean.
Yes. That one didn't come to me right away.
No.
Oh, it's fair. It's honest.
It's clean. Yeah, I don't know. Then we had next to that, 32 down, John from England, and that was Elton.
That's right. So
we did have a lot of sort of old-time musicians here, although Elton just retired.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's see, 12 across. That was Prez featured in Annie. So first I went for HST, Harry S. Truman. Then I went for DDE, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
No.
And eventually I got around to FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano.
Delano, okay.
Roosevelt, yes. You know, it takes place during the Depression, so.
Well, and that was Eisenhower? No, that was no. FDR. Okay.
FDR.
What was the one where they're complaining about? There's like some song that commemorated a president who didn't care.
Is it Herbert Hoover?
That's the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any relation to FDR?
He was right before
FDR. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I see how that goes. 35 across, one of over 140 in an Ironman triathlon was Mile.
Yes.
I was glad to see that. Mm-hmm. And 13 down, the D in CODA, child of deaf adult.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I looked up CODA, and the first thing I hit was a codependency agency.
Oh, well, I eventually got it, deaf, and then I looked it up after I solved it, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I never heard of that. Child of deaf adults, CODA.
Right.
Wow.
So, okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Okay.
We do have listener mail.
Oh.
And this is from Randall, mm-hmm. and it's entitled Solving Speed. Hi, guys. You don't need to read this on the air unless you want to. We do. But I just don't know how this is possible. Rex Parker says he did today's Wednesday crossword, that would be the one we just finished discussing, uh-huh. in 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then mentioned that my time was not low. Weird. Must have got slowed more than I thought. I do, of course, have no reason to not believe him, but I just can't fathom how anyone could have completed this in such a short time period, plus then mentioned that it was comparatively slow. He, by the way, also mentioned that he did last Sunday's puzzle in 12 minutes, which he said was a couple minutes more than usual, as he was printing a copy for his wife. Geez, I can't imagine. I have an old friend whose mother would reprimand him when he was a kid for quickly gulping his food and would always say, "Did you even chew that?" I feel like doing an NYT crossword in 4.5 minutes is the equivalent of gulping food.
Mm-hmm. I would concur.
Yeah, it does sound, it's sort of like, how could you stop and savor and sort of think about the clue that you just solved? Uh-huh. Makes me wonder how much the puzzle is really being savored and enjoyed when it's all about the race.
Yeah.
In the end, I suppose that, as it is sometimes said, a crossword puzzle is yours and yours alone and can be completed in any way one sees fit. Uh-huh. Just my 2 cents. All the best, Randall. Uh-huh. Thank you for that, Randall.
Yeah, that's very thoughtful.
That is very profound. Uh-huh. Yeah. Apparently, Rex Parker is... So first of all, I think we should agree that he's got to be doing this with a keyboard.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know if he could actually write the letters that fast. Maybe he practices. Maybe every morning he just whips out a pen and just starts doing lines.
I don't know.
But yeah, it does sort of seem, I mean, I like to go through it fairly quickly just because I've got other things I need to do. But I do enjoy that competition to a certain extent, but I do enjoy the clues. And then afterwards I go back and read through the crossword just to sort of see what I missed. Mm-hmm. So, but.
Well, I like to, I don't know, I kind of like to savor it. You know, I like to try to go as fast as I can, but I don't want to go so fast that I miss some good in joke or something.
Right.
You know, that makes it enjoyable for me with the clever clues or the surprising answers. So mm-hmm. I always like to pause on those and think about them.
Right. Things like CODA.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good example.
And even 39 across, everlasting poetically, etern.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's ending with an one. E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, listen, thank you for that very thought-provoking letter, Randall. And for anyone else who would like to do the same, please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And that is it for today. Thursday's crossword will be out shortly. We're going to tackle it. We trust you will do the same, and we hope you will be back here to hear how we did tomorrow.
Bye-bye.